This would be the Drysdale vignette entitled Cut Christmas Trees, number 1321. I want to expand on Cut Christmas Trees today. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale with Christmas Tree Reminders right after this. 3, 2, 1. The cut Christmas tree often comes under fire as negative to the environmental movement. The argument goes something like, quote, it takes from 7 to 10 years or even more to grow an evergreen for a Christmas tree, and it's wasted on just a few days viewing in a home, end of quote. Well, in fact, the cutting of Christmas trees is not anything like cutting our mature forests for logging. Christmas trees are a purpose-grown crop just as any other agricultural crop. Ginseng, for example, takes 3 or 4 years to produce a saleable crop, and Christmas trees take at least twice that long. All tree farmers take good care of their land, and they reuse it after each cropping. Christmas tree farming is a large industry both in Ontario as well as in Quebec and the Maritimes, from whence many of the fir trees come. By the way, the three main types of cut Christmas trees available in Ontario are the once popular pine, usually Scotch pine, with medium-long needles, the spruce, usually white spruce, with short, sharp needles, and the green balsam or blue Fraser fir with soft, mid-length needles. Pines, if you can find them, generally do not drop their needles if given some water and left in the home for about 2 weeks, but the white spruce, while it may be more attractive to some homeowners, will definitely drop if it's not fresh and kept well watered. It should only be left in the home for a few days if the room is not cool. The balsam and Fraser firs are by far the best of the shorter needle trees for retaining their needles indoors. I'm Art Drysdale.